One of the organizers for the Dairy Solutions Symposium is with me here in this interview. And, Ad, I'm going to let you tell me your name and where you're from and what you do, first of all.
Okay, my name is Ad van Vuren. I'm from the Wageningen Yuba Livestock Research Center at Lelystad, where I'm a senior scientist in digestive nutrition of dairy cows.
Well, you're really kind of in charge of one of the sessions. Tell me a little bit about what the topic we're going to see or hear from and with yours.
Well, the topic is rumen health. And what I think is that rumen fermentation in dairy cows is one of the main contributors to the feed efficiency of dairy cows. So it's very important to maintain a good healthy rumen fermentation. Not only from the point of view of environment or animal welfare, but especially from animal production. I think that what we see that in the next 30 years or so, there's a big demand for animal protein, and there are a lot of waste products. And I think that the most fitted animal to utilize waste products or byproducts or rest products is a ruminant animal. So I think that it's important that we try to increase the efficiency of animal production, especially in ruminants.
Well, tell me about the presenters that you have that will be talking. That you put together a pretty good session, it looks like.
Yeah, I'll try to get all the different sides and how to maintain rumen health and what are the important issues. I think that if you look to practical nutritionists, that they very often to oversimplify the situation. They always say, well, your food, if you have some problems with the feed, with laminitis or with diarrhea, it's always a lack of forage, so you should increase your forage, and then everything will become fine. And I don't think that's true. I think it's much more complicated, and that's one of the things I wanted to point out in this symposium, that at least think out of the box and try to get new ideas about how to deal with rumen health.
Well, I heard during the first day a lot of we don't know, and there's a lot of questions still, and so it seems like, I don't know, maybe there's more research that needs to be done, and maybe just the takeaway from here that, as you said, this isn't a simple answer to all problems.
Yeah, correct. There's a lot of there's still a lot of questions, so there's still some research is needed, and I hope there are enough funding to do that, because what you see is indeed that everybody thinks that after 150 years of research, it's finished. We should look at all the results and look at it in a different way. But I think there are still some new points, especially with the situation that we're facing. And a huge increase in human population, a huge increase in the demand for animal protein. So we have to find new ways. Otherwise, if we don't change the efficiency, of course we can increase plant production, and by that we can increase animal feed production. But the efficiency, but it doesn't help us to get away from the ecological footprint. If we want to change the ecological footprint, we have to increase the efficiency. We have to find innovative ways to feed animals.
Well, let's look just for a second in your own country. Might be interesting to make a comment about how would you describe the state of the industry? Is the dairy industry in relatively good shape? What are some of the challenges that you think face dairy producers today?
Well, in the Netherlands, I think most of the dairy farmers are still in good shape, but they had some problems with the milk price last year, so wasn't too good for them, but I think they still have a lot of future to go by. The main challenge, I think, is that they more and more have to see that their production is according to the demand of people. You know, there's a lot of critical comments on how we deal with animals, how we feed animals, and the overproduction of. Of course, in our country, we have an overproduction because we are a dairy exporting country. So, people don't think that it's necessary. Just to have their own feed supply in the Netherlands would be sufficient, and that would, of course, be, from an economical point of view, be the disaster.
Well, I'm looking forward to your session and the others that we'll have in this concluding day of the Dairy Solutions Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.